Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your daily devotion, and it comes from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And Paul opens up this beautiful book by letting the Philippians know that they're in, on his heart, they're in his mind, he's thinking about them daily, he's praying for them, and he comes to verse 6 and he says, listen guys, I'm confident that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And he says, you know, and it's meet for me to think this. It's appropriate. It's only right that I would think this of you all because you're in my heart. And so much as both in my bonds and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, he said, you're all partakers of the grace, of the good, the great, how God has blessed him. He said, even in prison, he's saying that he's receiving grace and he's thankful for them. And, you know, one of the things that came to mind as I was reading this passage, you know, I had a tough week this past week. I had something that happened that was just discouraging in the moment. You know, I put my heart and soul into something, and it just didn't come out the way that I had hoped, and it wasn't received the way I had hoped. And you know, at that moment, you know, you can feel just discouraged. Like, you know, I just want to throw in the towel. You know, I just want to give. Is it really worth it? And you know, one of the things that I was reminded of is my mother's words. Growing up years ago, just telling me that she believed in me, that she knew, hearing it over and over, that God has a plan for you, Josh. God wants to use you, Josh. And you know, and you've got to, and with that, as she would talk about how she believed that God had this plan and wanted to use me in a great way, she'd remind me, hey, it's going to take sacrifice. You know, it's going to take, you know, and she would balance that out, you know, but she would communicate that she believed in me. And I think about Paul and his example to the Philippians here of saying, I'm confident. Listen, I'm confident that he which began a good work, you know, it's not you, it's God. God's done the good work in you, but I'm confident that he will finish it. I'm confident that you'll finish strong. I'm confident that you'll have a legacy that you'll leave in your life because of his work in you. And it just reminds me of, God, help me to build other people up. Because you know what? Between my confidence in them and my confidence in the one who's doing the work, I mean, wow, what absolute confidence I should have and be able to communicate to others and how that can encourage them and strengthen them in the same way that my mother's words come back to me many times, you know, and it challenges me, you know, to live a life set apart for God. It challenges me to want to make sacrifices. It challenges me not to want to give up. It challenges me to want to keep pushing for that finish line, knowing that with God's help, I can cross it one day and I can hear him say, well done. And, you know, what if the people in our life, what if they're not experiencing the fruit that we desire to see in them? You know, what if it's partly due to we're not encouraging them? We're not letting them know that, hey, I know God and he's going to finish this work in you. I believe it. Wow. So here's my challenge to you. Here's my challenge to myself. Let's find a couple opportunities. In fact, 1 to 3. I'd love to challenge you to go for 3 though, but call up somebody and let them know that you love them, that you're thinking about them, and that you're confident God is going to use them in a big and great way. And you know what? If you have kids, call your kids, let them know. Regard whether they're grown or young, let them know that. And one day they'll be sharing with others the testimony that I have of how my mother did that for me. All right, let's go out there and make it an awesome day. God be with you.